Bechoyres, Perek Vov, Mishnah Zayin. Baal Chomish Raglayim, Oishen Le'al L'Sholosh. The same way, obviously, having three legs, being a Mechusa Eiver, is En L'Chomum Godol Mizeh. Having five legs, Chazal always used the terminology of Kol HaYos, Kol HaYesek Kenotl Domi. It's as if it's taken away. That means it's missing a leg. This is true physiologically. When an animal has two front right legs, it's kilu, that whole mitzvah is called its front right leg is missing. So we look at it as if it has three legs. Now it's important to point out one point over here that the Mefarshim bring, and the Rav makes mention of that, is that be'etzim, if an animal is missing its hind leg, so we learned in Mesechus Chum that's a treif. A treif is a psul unto its own. A treif is not allowed to be a korban. You don't need to come onto the fact that it's a balmum. It's tam os bakil. So memela, what we're talking about over here is that what's missing is the front leg, not the back leg. And then even if it's missing, it's not a treif. This is something that's a mum proper. Vishiraglov klutois. The animal has rounded hooves. Kishol chamor. Kilo, it doesn't have the kosher simen. It's a kosher animal. You'd be allowed to eat it. Because we had a Mishnah earlier. It's yoytze min hator. It's a sheep. Balamais, it's a balmo. Vashochu vashkosel. These are mumim. And they're proper mumim. Ezu shochu. Shenishmeto yurechoy. That the thigh is slipped out of its place. It has a disjointed walk. The limp. The chosul she'achas miyar chosov gvoya, it has two legs or two thighs are not equal. So it walks with a noticeable limp. Mishnah ches nishbar etzem yodoy, is there other mumim? It's the hand is broken. The hand of an animal refers always to the front legs. The etzem ragloy or the back legs, afal pi she'eni nika, even though you can't see when it's standing, you can't see it standing at a funny angle. But if the bone is broken, then it's a balmum. Mumin elu, mono ayolo biyavne v'hoidu lechachomim. This is the same chachom that we had before about Ria's Bechayim we had earlier in the Masechta, and he's the mumcha, and in Yavne was when it was avegestelt, the tzuras ha-mishnah of all the mumin were put into one mishnah. So he was the one that put forward this list. It's important to point out that in the Mishnah that just said Alpha Pisha any nicker, Nishba etzim yodiv etzim, like we said, sometimes the animal could be nicker even when it's just standing. That's Pashut. Alpha Pisha any nicker means it's not nicker when it's standing, but you can see it when it walks. It walks with a noticeable limp. That's the mum. Masha enkein, if the bone is broken and it's something maybe you could even feel to the touch, but totally can't see it in the way the animal walks. So then, that's called a mumbaseisa. Mumbaseisa, we're not shoychit a b'choron. We had earlier. However, this that Ayala B'yavna said, and v'hoidu l'chachomim, v'hoid shloisha hoisiv, he was moisiv another three mumin. Omru loy, the chachom said him, loy shamanu aseilu, we have no mesiris on these three. That means they were choylik on him. What are the three? A shigalgal enoy, that the socket of the eye, ogil kishel adam, it's a disformity in the tzura of the eye socket of an animal. Upiv daim l'shel chazir, instead of the mouth being a chazir, the snout sticks out. The shenitel roiv hamedaber shel l'shoinoi. Most of the chelik, medaber refers to a person, most of the part of the tongue which a person uses to talk with, check inside a person's mouth, is the chelik that expresses the sounds without which a person can't speak. Roiv of that chelik is speaking, is missing by a behemo. He said these three, Amumen u'bezdin shalach areyem, the bezdin that was b'shas yavna, so we don't have a mesoris. However, after that, there was another bezdin, omru harelu mumen, they were masking. The Malda Mefarshim say that we paskin like this Bezin Shalacharim. First of all, Hilchus or Kibasro b'derechlal. Also, the Chachamim weren't Chalik in Svara on Ayolo. What they were Chalik was Lo Shamanus. If the Bezin Shalacharim was Mekabal the Ipsak, so we Mekabal it also.